Members, please vote to signify their presence.
I have to call.
Roll call. Madam Secretary.
Senator Binkley?
Here.
Senator Coghill?
Here.
Senator Duncan?
This is the wrong roll call. I need roll call.
Senator Eliason?
Excuse.
Senator Ferencamp? Senator Fakes?
Here.
Senator Fisher?
Here.
Senator Frank?
Here.
Senator Halford?
Here.
Senator Jones?
Here.
Senator Cotulla?
Here.
Senator Pierce?
Here.
Senator Porchot?
Here.
Senator Rohde?
Present.
Senator Strzelecki?
Here.
Senator Szymanski?
Present.
Senator Ewing?
Here.
Senator Zara?
Here.
Senator Adams?
Here.
Senator Kelly?
Here.
18 members present. Senator Eliason is excused. We'll call the Senate today.
Please stand up for the invocation by the chaplain.
Let us pray. O God, our Father, protector, and provider, we thank you for giving us a home in which each of our 566,432 square miles reveal both beauty and opportunity. Even as the machinery of government moves so as to serve the needs of this land and its people, so empower the men and women of this Senate, together with those at the other end of the hall, so as to face the most challenging and opportunistic time in the history of our state. Give them the power of your presence so as to be able to meet the opportunity of moving from a time when spending more was better to a time when spending less will do more. May those who write the history of our state look back upon these men and women and say of them, here were folks of courage and vision who dared and cared so as to lead the way into a new age of prosperity and hope for the people of Alaska. We ask this in Christ's name. Amen.
Would Senator Zaroff please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance this morning?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Senator Binkley.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread upon the journal.
Without objection, the prayer is spread on the journal. Will the Secretary please certify the journal?
I wish to certify as the correctness of the journal for the 16th legislative day.
Senator Halford.
I move and ask unanimous consent the journal be approved as certified by the Senate Secretary.
Without objection, the journal is approved as certified. Messages from the Governor.
There are no messages today.
Messages from the House.
Message dated January 24, 1989. Mr. President, the House respectfully invites the Senate to meet in joint session in the House chambers on February 15, 1989 at 11 a.m. for the purpose of an address by the Honorable Ted Stevens, United States Senator from Alaska.
Senator Halford.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate accept the House's invitation to a joint session February 15, 1989 at 11 a.m. to hear Ted Stevens.
Without objection, so ordered. Would the Secretary please notify the House? Senator Szymanski.
Yes, I'd like to move back to introduction of guests, please.
Actually, we haven't got there yet. Well, okay, without objection, we'll move back to introduction of guests.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's with great pleasure that I have the privilege to introduce a friend of mine, a businessman and a community leader of Talkeetna, Dennis Freeman, in the gallery behind me.
Senator Cotulla.
It gives me a great deal of pleasure to also introduce community leader in the Moose Pass area, Seward area, Mr. Mike Wiley.
Further introductions? Communications.
The following reports were received in the Office of the Secretary of the Senate, Department of Commerce and Economic Development, letter report stating reports are in progress on increasing Alaska hire in the tourism industry and options to increase the level of the tourism industry's financial participation in the tourism marketing program. From Hubert J. Gellert, Director, Division of Tourism, and Office of Management and Budget Report, First Quarter's Performance Survey for the Governor's Interim Commission on Children and Youth Projects from John L. Lucas, Director, Division of Audit Management Services.
Reports of standing committees.
The Community and Regional Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill No. 42, State Marine Parks, and the majority of the members recommend do pass. The report was signed by Senator Adams, Chair, and concurred in by Senators Frank, Porchot, and Szymanski. The bill has a further referral to the Resource Committee. The Community and Regional Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill 87, Use of the Housing Assistance Loan Fund, authorizing the Department of Community and Regional Affairs to modify the terms of its mortgage loans effective date, and recommend it be replaced with committee substitute for Senate Bill 87, CNRA, and majority recommend do pass. signed by Senator Adams, Chair, and concurred in by Senators Frank, Porcello, and Szymanski. There is a zero fiscal note, and there is a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Community and Regional Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill 95, authorizing the combining of a sales and use tax proposition with incorporation of a borough, effective date, and a majority of the members recommend do pass. The report was signed by Senator Adams, Chair, concurred in by Senators Frank, Porcello, and Szymanski. There are two previous fiscal notes, and there is no further referral.
Rules Committee.
Those are all of the standing committee reports today.
Reports of special committees?
There are no special committee reports.
Introduction of Senate resolution.
Senate concurrent resolution number 12 by the Senate Special Committee on Banking and Economic Development relating to Alliance Bank.
Labor and Commerce.
Senate Joint Resolution number 17 by Senator Adams relating to medical benefits for veterans.
Would the Senate please stand at ease? State Affairs.
Senate Joint Resolution number 18 by Senators Halford, Kurtula, Coghill, Fakes, and Fisher proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to income from the permanent fund.
State Affairs, Judiciary, Finance.
Those are all the resolutions for today.
Introduction of Senate bills.
Senate Bill number 142 by Senators Duncan and Zaroff, entitled An Act Relating to Establishment of a Port Authority by a Municipality.
Community Regional Affairs, Transportation, Labor, and Commerce.
Those are all the Senate bills today, Mr. President.
Consideration of the daily calendar.
Citations. In Memoriam, Robert Berry, by Senators Kurtula, Szymanski, Rohde, and Halford, Representatives Larson and Menard. In Memoriam, Alan Dills, by Senators Eliason, Rohde, Kurtula, Kelly, Halford, and Fahrenkamp, Representatives Grusendorf and Gruenberg.
Senator Halford.
I move and ask unanimous consent the resolutions appearing on today's calendar be adopted by the Senate.
Without objection, citation calendar is adopted. Unfinished business. Under unfinished business, I'd like to give a further referral of SCR 6, supporting the development of coal mining at Wishbone Hill, to the Special Committee on International Trade and Tourism. Further unfinished business? Senator Fisher.
Yes, I move and ask unanimous consent that the referral of SB 16, drug conspiracy, to HES be waived.
Without objection, the referral of SB 16, drug conspiracy.
Mr. President, what's the next committee referral?
Senator will stand at ease. Senator, we haven't finished with this other item yet. In the future, it would probably be a good courtesy if when you waive a bill, you indicate what committee that bill will go to in the future. But without objection, Senate Bill 16 related to drug conspiracy is waived from the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee. It goes to Judiciary next. Senator Sertuliski.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent. I'd be shown as a co-sponsor with the consent of the sponsor to Senate Resolution Number 6, Development of Hatcher Pass Ski Area.
Without objection, so shown. Further unfinished business? Would the Secretary note the President of Senator Duncan in the chamber? Senator Euling.
Same motion from Senator Sertuliski. With the consent of the sponsor.
Without objection, so shown. Further unfinished business? Senator Duncan.
Mr. President, I know this should come under unfinished business. Citations have been approved.
Yes.
Is it proper for me to make a motion to be a co-sponsor on one of them?
Yes,
Alan,
it would be.
Alan Dill.
Without objection, Senator Duncan will be shown as a co-sponsor of the citation in memoriam of Alan Dill. Announcements. Senator Sturgeluski.
Yes, we had a quorum problem yesterday, so I would announce a Rules Committee meeting immediately following the session. It'll be a very short meeting, and we'll take up the item that was scheduled yesterday, SCR 10, promotion of Colonel Lars Johnson to Major General, Alaska National Guard.
Further announcements? Senator Fisher.
Thank you. Today in Senate House of 330, we'll be taking up one bill, and Senate Bill 10, Deadlines for Funding Education. And then after that, we'll have an update from the from the Department of Corrections.
Senator Halford? Senator Stanley. Any further announcements? Senator Fahrenkamp.
Thank you, Mr. President. There'll be a short meeting of the Resources Committee today at 1:30 in the Butterfitch Room, and we'll be continuing the deliberations on SJR 6 high sea salmon interception.
Senator Szymanski.
Thank you. This afternoon, I think Senate Finance 3:30, the International Trade Committee will be taking up Senate Bill 119. It's a unitary tax repeal bill, and I'd urge any members of subsequent committees that will be coming, will be dealt with, I think, in Resources, Finance, possibly may want to sit in on it. We're going to have expert testimony from several of the major corporations from New York, Sony, and Inamitsu, and several of the others that we may not have an opportunity to hear from later on. Thank you.
Senator Ewling.
Thank you, Mr. President. Tomorrow at 9 o'clock, the Senate Finance Committee will take up Senate Bill number 8, which is the Women's Commission, at 9 o'clock.
Further announcements? Senator Porchel.
Today in State Affairs at 1:30 in the Belts Room, we'll be taking up open meetings legislation and also home brewing.
Any further announcements? Special orders. Senator Ewling.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move and ask unanimous consent that I be given the privilege of the floor to speak on oil prices and the recent meeting of the Cambridge Energy Research Group in Houston, Texas.
Without objection, you have the oil, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President and members of the Senate. I had the opportunity of being in Houston on Monday and a part of Tuesday and had numerous meetings with various representatives of the Cambridge Energy Research Group and Dr. Stanislaw, who's been in Juneau numerous times and in Anchorage and is essentially our expert on where the price of oil will be and will go. Probably some of the news that I'm going to tell you are things that you're probably reading about in the newspaper. I always find it very interesting how Alaska is so essentially pegged on our revenues based on what the price of oil is going to be worldwide. Generally, I believe that the range that is being predicted, at least from the consensus group that I talked to in the last 2 days, has been that the price of oil worldwide is going to be between $12 and $18 a barrel, with a bit of a slight downward pressure on it in the next 60 days. Right now, as you're probably aware, OPEC has set a 19.5 million barrels a day on a quota, even though they're cheating at about a million barrels per day, every day. The real interesting players internationally on this particular subject are going to be South America and also Iran, Kuwait. Kuwait is going to be increasing their pipeline size and the amount of throughput on their pipeline. The fact that the Iran-Iraq war is over with, there's going to be more production that's going to come out of Iran. As there is more production and as there is more outflow of oil, this contributes somewhat to a glut of oil on the international market, which will affect the price and could create a bit of a downward spiral. Also, depending on how cold the winter is this winter, will have an effect on how far prices will stay where they're at right now. It's my understanding that on the spot market price that we're at $18 and $19 a barrel, that is not ANS. I understand ANS is closer to $16.30. That's basically some of the fundamentals that are driving where the oil price is going to be going. I do think there will be some price weakness in it in the next 60 to 90 days, and plus what the outcome is going to be from the March 21st meeting of OPEC. Also, you may be aware that Alaska, my understanding is Alaska sent a delegate from the administration to the non-OPEC producing on the non-OPEC meeting in London, England, which is an interesting sort of group of people. One of the other people that attended that meeting was the Texas Railroad Commissioner, and you're going to see, I think, more in the next couple of years of this non-OPEC sort of surgeons trying to see what they can do to try to stabilize the price or control the price. The real key to this whole thing has been South America, Venezuela, some of these South American countries who are getting more and more production online. They're able to produce oil for a lot less than can be produced like on the North Slope and so on. So there's going to be more competition and so on that's going to be going into that market throughout the world. And I think that's going to be the real key in the next couple of years. Also, the very interesting that there's going to be a presidential inauguration in Venezuela. And at that inauguration, 8 of the OPEC ministers are going to be attending that. And I think that they're going to try to knock some, there's going to be some talk about price there. Even though the fact that they're just, I mean, it's not a coincidence that there are 8 oil OPEC ministers that are all going to be in Venezuela for the inauguration. So that certainly will have some sort of an impact. Basically, I think it's very important that we do keep track of what's going on internationally, because Prudhoe Bay now exceeds anything in Texas as far as the size of that particular find, and that impact as far as that flow and throughput to the West Coast. And it's just a big impact, and we have to stay on top of that. Again, I think the market fundamentals are indicating that even though we're at $18 a barrel right now, or 19, that there will be some price weakness to 15 to 16, and maybe even a floor at 11 and 12, but there's a lot of demand at a floor at 11 and 12. Right now, every year, the demand increases by about 2%. As price goes down to closer to 11 to 10 to 9, this increases the particular demand on oil, and that could increase the demand by up to 4% over the next 3 or 4 years. Also, I want to mention that next week, Dr. Stanislaw will be in Alaska and will be giving an overview to the Finance Committee, which we will be announcing, and he is certainly an expert on what's happening throughout the world and has spoken to us all before. Really enjoyed the meeting, and if anybody has any information, I'll be passing things out for further review. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Further special orders? Senator Fisher?
Yes, thank you. I move and ask unanimous consent that I be given the privilege of the floor to give the results of a local poll.
Without objection, you have the floor, Senator.
This morning, KJNO had a 45-minute, and I guess it was only 45 minutes because of the power outage, but radio poll, and the question was whether to reinstate capital punishment, which there was a hearing yesterday in Senate Judiciary. They did receive 68 calls, and the results, for what it's worth, there were 56 for the reinstatement and 12 against, so it's an 82% plus in the city of Juneau, if that's any indication, that do favor the reinstatement of capital punishment.
Thank you, Senator. Any further special orders? Senator Halford?
I move and ask unanimous consent to Senate standing adjournment to 11 a.m. tomorrow.
Without objection, Senate adjourned.